Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you are on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome once again to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, creator of the 401 Math illustration, which you can see on our website at beaplanner.com. And as our typical show, which will be similar this week, is dealing with educating the listener based on which section of the Internal Revenue Code you should execute your planning or your future wealth accumulation under, including retirement wealth. And boy, I tell you, there is a lot of bad information out there, and it's unfortunately you don't want to waste your money on bad retirement information. It compounds a problem for most people that seek our advice, and we'll talk about that a little bit here in a moment. I want to elaborate on the disclaimer you heard on the way in from the station, and just remind people that, hey, just because you listen to this show or you hear us on a podcast, you see a website, you send us an email, you send us a contact us request, etc., that you are not, or we don't become your accountant or your tax advisor. It's definitely something we'll consider. If you want to consider that relationship, please go to the BAPlanner.com website and complete one of our intake forms, or all of our intake forms, and I will be happy to consider your specific facts and circumstances to determine if there's a good fit for a relationship. And I'll just tell you, if you're looking to save money for retirement, and you can define retirement as being whatever you care for it to be, we personally think of it, or I personally think of it, as being able to wake up in the morning and doing what you want to do yourself. And I think I retired back in 1985 when, as a 25-year-old, I left the confines of the big accounting firm and went and started my own practice. And I got to decide every day what, who, and for whom I was going to work for and spend my time on. Other people, it may be going to the lake every day and fishing. Others, it may be golfing. Most people, I'm convinced, are not either one of the last two, because they get tired of that. And so it may be doing some charitable activities, travel. You may decide you like your job or like the job you had. You may want to consult. You know, there's any one of a number of things that we would call retirement, and we work with people that have done all of the above. One other thing I want to point out on our discussions today, if we're discussing tax issues, which we normally are, the discussions are as up to date as we know the rules to be, but I am going to tell you, whether it's my strategies or others or my explaining a tax rule, you should always consult with whoever your current advisors are, because they probably alone are savvy or aware of your specific facts and circumstances that might change the general rule. And unfortunately, or fortunately as the case may be, I'm going to tell you, this show is not about entertainment. While it may be entertaining, and we hope it is, I get a kick out of some of the other shows that are on the air here. In fact, we'll talk about this shortly, that after telling you, you know, this is the way you should execute your retirement, the disclaimer on the way out on the show is, oh, by the way, this show is for entertainment purposes only. Seriously? I mean, come on. You've just told me how your strategies, et cetera, are the way to go. And now I'm being told, oh, well, we were just kind of joking with you. You know, it's kind of like a comic. It was just entertainment. And I'm going to tell you right now, what I'm discussing with you on every show I do is not entertainment or for entertainment. I'll fully stipulate I want it to be entertaining. I want you to realize that you have an excellent chance, no matter where you're at currently, with regard to your retirement savings, to take control of your money, invest it in real estate. That's what we like, specifically private real estate partnerships involving multifamily. There's so many options for you in today's investment climate, that I'll help you exploit those opportunities, whether it's a platform that you're being asked to join or being solicited to join, or whether it's you investing on your own directly with a syndicator. And to each their own, there's reasons that I can assert for both those scenarios where you do or don't join a group. Give you good reasons, and you know, in most cases, I'm going to suggest you join a group unless you're really experienced at analyzing and understanding how the private syndication market works, and you're a highly motivated individual already in terms of your passive income streams and know how to execute. Okay, there may be a way you can go direct. In any event, I wanted to mention also that it's Saturday, July 3rd in America. It's July 4th here overseas where I'm at. And if you're hearing this show on a podcast later, you know, today is July 3rd. And so anything that's discussed needs to be calibrated back to July 3rd in the event we were to get a tax act, for instance, before you happen to tune in. But the topic will be talking about here will probably be something you may want to follow up on later and listen to again. And by the way, I'm going to always ask the question as we get started, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money, or in our case, a way to create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life? Probably hadn't happened lately, I'm assuming, and you know, the reason we do it is because we're planners. Most other CPAs are reporters, and thank God we've got a lot of good reporters that can get those tax returns filed timely and competently, and we want to use those folks. If you've got a good reporter, we'll work with them. We don't mandate that you have us do your tax return. In fact, we would rather you not have us do your tax return unless you just demand it, in which case we'll do it. So we can talk about that at some point if you send in your intake forms. Let's see, we've got a couple minutes before we're going to go to break. I have the pleasure of welcoming Steve Davis, the founder of Total Wealth Academy, again this week. As you know, Steve is on our show periodically. In fact, I would suggest he's got a standing offer or an invite to come on anytime he would like to give us updates or otherwise join me on discussing some topics. Like today, I'm hoping he'll have some comments to some things I'm going to raise. I just listened to another show here on this station and many others around the country that was on yesterday, and it just reminds me of the lack of knowledge that a lot of people that say they are helping you take control of your retirement and get rid of the hype, etc. They overlook the most simplest math involved in making those recommendations, and I will call it out every time I hear it, and so we'll have some fun with that here in a short while. Steve, welcome to the show today. How's your Saturday going in America?
Spectacular. Thanks for having me. Yeah, there's a little rain here in Galveston, but it's sunshiny. It's like a little sun shower. It's really nice.
So there's a rainbow? Is that what you're telling me? There's
you
something
got it
at the end of the rainbow? Well, I'm going to tell you, you might have picked up from my lead in here. I am on fire after listening to one of your former business partners' show yesterday, and I don't know, you probably don't make a point to listen. I do. I listen to yours and theirs periodically, and I got to tell you, I want to be careful how I say this, but it's I'm not meaning to criticize people that are afflicted with attention deficit disorder, but that show to me reeks of ADD when it comes to discussing retirement. And, I mean, literally morphs from people that have only $10,000 to get started, and the next thing you know, we're talking about retiring in 2 to 5 years. And I'm just telling you, and you know this, Steve, I don't have to preach to the choir. If you got $10,000, you're not retiring in 2 to 5 years. And that's not the majority of the people that join that platform, because I know. I do tax returns for quite a few of them. And I'm going to tell you what Steve Davis will tell you, I think, is that if you're going to retire, you got to earn the $1 million or $2 million, as the case may be. And it's going to be a while if you're starting with $10,000. But maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah,
maybe Steve's got a new way to do it.
I was never comfortable with 2 years to retire. They were talking about getting to $4,000 a month, assuming that somebody's bills are $4,000 a month. But the miscalculation is quality of lifestyle. Okay, if your bills are $4,000 and you go out and hustle, I mean, you would have to work your butt off to produce $4,000 a month passive income over a two-year period with no cash and no credit. But I've seen it done. But, I mean, these are aggressive, massive activity.
There's anomalies. Yeah, there's anomalies.
Yeah.
I've seen it too, but I'm telling you, the language offered on the show today had the word majority of our members. And you know it as Bob Dole used to say. You remember Senator Bob Dole?
I do.
You know it, I know it, and the American people know it. Okay, and I'm going to say that. You know it, I know it, and anybody with common sense knows it. And yet, you know, at the end of the show, and I don't think yours has this verbiage, and if it does, forgive me. I'm not picking on you, Steve. Don't tell me after I've sat and listened for an hour about how we're ending the hype and starting the help that this show is for entertainment only. Okay, that's on the exit. And I just, it's like, what? Wait a minute. I was getting all excited about finally thinking we had a way to retire with, you know, $10,000 to get started. Anyway, I'm being a little facetious, but you and
yeah,
I both
I get it.
Know.
Well, I want to
you and I both know that
thought.
To pay. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And that's this. The mistake was if you have if your bills are $4,000 and over 2 years you produce $4,000 a month in passive income, you're retired. That's not true. It makes sense when you say it, but what about money for romance, money for travel, money for fun, other things?
How about long-term health care, Steve? Average
exactly.
American couple, $800,000 in retirement. Now, I understand the concept of matching up, you know, passive income streams with the amount of your bills, but that's really a start point.
You got to go way beyond that.
World. Exactly, and I agree. It's not, yeah. Well, I'm going to agree somewhat. I'm going to tell you the lifestyle, unfortunately, is the money. That's the problem. And to keep acting like, you know, you don't need to make a lot of money when you're telling us how to make a lot of money and how you've made a lot of money, that's a big disconnect. And at some points I just think, you know, if they would just stop and listen to themselves or go back and listen to the show and, you know, try to connect the dots, first of all, it's virtually impossible to connect their dots. And second of all, you really got to ask yourself, is this really the majority of people? When you come to a group, whether it's Total Wealth Academy or, you know, Brad Sumrock Apartment Mastery or Michael Blanc or whoever it is, and you've got $200,000, you really have to, you got to come to an understanding of how to project the cash flows, and then you've got to think about the next, in most cases. I mean, Steve, you're a 55-year-old guy. You may be surprised to realize the IRS thinks you're living to 85, you and me both. Well, that's
wow.
A long time, and that's a lot of money. It's a lot more than just meeting your bills each month, because you want to have the aspirational spending. I heard you say on a show, I don't know, I you know, catch up as I'm taking a nap each day, and I heard you say you're going to Disney for a week. Well, guess what, Steve? You're one of millions that want to have that experience, and a lot of grandparents want to take the grandkids every other year, and that takes money, and that's not in your current bills, quote unquote, normally the way people think.
Correct.
And I just think, you know, the idea really is get control of your money and let's get started in real estate, and you know, at some point ask yourself, what do I want to do when I get out of bed in the morning? That's when you know you're retired. Depends on what that answer is, okay? And if you really think you can go do things you enjoy, then I suggest you've retired, whether you realized it or not. And hopefully there's a balance sheet behind that that gets you out to age 85 or 88. You know, I think females are 87, 88. We're 85, 86. And, you know, the longevity risk and the tax rate risk that come about are things that basically you and I are trying to provide that to our clients. And longevity risk, you know, is the real estate partnerships that you're putting together. The tax rate risk, and Steve, you may not be aware of this, but one thing we're working on like madmen are helping people that understand the math of the current U.S. deficit and know that there is no way, no how, tax rates don't go up by double in the next 8, 9, 10 years. And the smart guys that I follow, this is even worse. The smart guys that I follow, and these guys have been right on most every major prediction in terms of our economy, recession, et cetera, and you're in my lifetime. They're saying that 2029 or 30 will be worse than 1929 unless we significantly raise the taxes. Because the problem is the interest on the debt at that point becomes 100% of your tax collections without, you know, some new taxes coming in. And wow. Then you can't fund the debt. Well, you think high taxes are a problem, try insolvency by the U.S. government. And this isn't Nathan Ross. Go read The Power of Zero. David McKnight happens to be one of my favorite authors. I've just recently affiliated with his organization. And he's got his hands around the budgetary deficit and what we need to do. And, Steve, you may be surprised. I think you may be a little bit I don't want to use the word tarnished from your last 30 years, but you may be surprised that if you really understand where we're headed and you would like to somehow define for the government how much their piece of your retirement is, because that's the problem with traditional retirement plans is that people think, well, gee, I've got, you know, $1 million in my 401. No, you don't. you're the current shepherd perhaps of $1 million, but you haven't paid the government their chunk yet, and you don't even know how much that's going to be.
So many people,
you don't even know
denial.
How much it's going to be, right?
And
so I'm telling you there's a way for you to tell the government how much it's going to be. It's called a Roth conversion, and you, by the way, it costs you no more tax than if you were to rip the Band-Aid off, as the other platform suggests you do, and even put some numbers on it today, which makes me realize they really don't understand how the math works, but that's a whole nother discussion. I'm just telling you, for the same amount of money, you could convert every dollar you have to a Roth 401. And you, by the way, you can even do this at the big employer plan if you work for one of the 63%, I think now, the big plans that have the Roth 401. We put that in every 401 trust we adopt with our clients, and along with some other things that are not in the big one or the big company plan. And once you've done that, so Steve, think about this. Someone comes to Total Wealth, they've got, you know, $800,000 in pre-tax 401 that we, and let's say they're under 59 and a half, they love their job, so we've got to use a post-nup to get the funds over into the self-directed trust. And then they go ahead and opt to pay the tax if that's what, you know, we figure out is optimal. And that's the problem. It's not usually optimal to carte blanche just convert everything you've got, because you're going to be killing a lot of the little geese that lay the compounded golden eggs, right? So there's an optimal number that we calculate. But bottom line is, once those funds are over into the Roth side of that plan, you are truly free from the IRS. You've given them their pound of flesh. You won't get taxed ever again on the funds that are in that Roth 401 component the rest of your life. And I mean whether it's inside the plan or outside. So you pay no UDFI, which is the tax that an IRA is subject to pay, and you control your money, and you really have taken care of the government in that sense, and you're done. And that's a very powerful strategy if you execute it right. And again, I don't feel it's optimal to cash out 100%, just like I don't think it's optimal to do that outside of the 401 or IRA, as you know. And I don't care, as I heard on the radio today, well, we're going to make you 100% on your money. How about make me 100% on twice my money because I don't give half of it to the IRS in the state of California or wherever you're
well,
at,
that is
right?
That's a major difference.
Well, it is. And you know, I don't mean to make it sound like I'm the genius that thought this up. I didn't. But, boy, do I sure know how to apply these rules, especially in the context of what I call REPs, real estate private partnership syndications, and the concept of zero tax math. And I tell you what, that's retirement, is when you know you have no tax rate risk the rest of your life. And then if you're in these types of investments, hopefully, you know, we've got your longevity risk covered, because, boy, there are a lot of apartment complexes out there, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah, a lot of them. And there's going to be a lot of them on the market coming next year when the moratorium on foreclosures and all, there's just tons of mismanaged assets sitting there behind in forbearance. Those are going to come on the market next year. It's going to be a great opportunity for everybody.
I agree. And, you know, hopefully the rents continue, you know, in an upward progression. I don't see much softness in the rental market.
I don't know.
You may. Well, okay, good, because I'm not quite as close to the fire as you are. We're usually looking at things after it happened.
Our rent collections went up in 2020.
Yeah, well, I don't doubt that. I mean, we had so much extra money thrown into the pot, but that said, I'm not convinced that they're going to drop necessarily. I think there may be some shuffling of the pieces. You know, you may have new tenants as a result of evicting others, and I'm sure there's going to be change, but you know. Change is good, as I've had other people mention to me. And, you know, you make money when things are moving up and down, not when they're static,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, so, as real investors, anyway. You know, we make money.
Hey, I want to ask you something.
I'm praying for a down market.
Oh, yeah, there you go. No, I agree. I want to ask you something. Again, I heard something today on the other show that I didn't realize if this is back. I mean, I know it was this way. Back in 2004, 2005, 2006, because I myself was doing some private lending. We had a acquisition and rehab program. You know, Ray Hunt, and I did a deal with those guys back in the day. And we did, I don't know, 400 or 500 loans that were allowed an investor to acquire. And then we had you approved for the refi 60 days later, literally 60 days. And you were maybe, if you weren't zero out of pocket, you were, you know, $500 out of pocket. And we're talking rentals,
I used
Steve.
Loans
See?
Like that, not from you, but
well, yeah.
And well, I was, my average down payment on 20 or 30 houses was less than $5,000.
Yeah, well, and that was single family rentals. Now, fast forward to today.
Right.
I know there, because I've talked to you about this, I think, or I know I've talked to some of your members. You know, in the flip world, there's no question those loans are back, but that's not on a property you're going to hold. And I was hearing today that for $10,000, you could buy that first, I mean, it's very plainly stated, you could buy that first rental home. Again, I'm not saying there's not an anomaly out there. I'm just going to tell you, people that have saved 10 grand usually don't have the credit to support that. And I don't know, maybe you're a little bit closer to that fire than I am. You got people asking you every day for those resources, but how do you analyze the down payment on a single family rental? That's $130,000 to $150,000 acquisition. What's that look like?
Well, I can tell you this. Our average out of pocket is 25 grand. I don't know.
Is how much? It's 25. Okay. That's what I was thinking. I think that's what you had told me.
Not every single family rental is about $25,000 total. That will be hard money loan and the refi to the Fannie Mae. Total $5,000. And so that's about 100 on 25 grand is something like around the 21, 22% rate of return. So it's a heck of a return, and that's just the cash flow. When you add in the appreciation, the equity capture, and the principal pay down, you end up around 60% rate of return on a single family house. But I'm not seeing 10 grand down yet. I do believe we'll see that next year.
Oh, I think it's coming. Let's face it. Everything goes in cycles. And, you know, I fully appreciate, and the other comment that was made today is how, you know, they see $5,000 to $25,000 in capital gain on those acquisitions. Look, a capital gain to me is something you report on a tax return. Okay, I understand we make money on the buy, and you're very correct to point out factors. You know, I think I hear five ways when those guys talk about it. I think you've said as many as seven or eight. I think you've come
well,
up with
I focus
some...
on the four ways. The fifth way that some people talk about making money, giving you money. The four ways that it makes you money are cash flow, equity pay down, equity capture, and appreciation.
Right. I agree with that. And what other business can you go start? And I'm not saying this is a trader business. I'm just saying what other business, said this for 20 years now, can you go start that does those four things? It's not Mary Kay. It's not an eBay business. It's not a CPA practice. I'll tell you that, okay? I don't have people paying down my mortgage. Well, I guess I do in a way, but you understand what I'm saying. And this is why you're asleep. Yeah, this is why you're asleep, by the way, right? And so... in any event, hey, Steve, you're going in and out on me. I don't know if it's just me or if it's you.
Well,
but
it's
if you get a way to...
in Galveston.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Well, we're not hanging up on you, but I just wanted to let you know that. Last week, I think you moved around, but you weren't in Galveston maybe a week or 2 weeks ago?
Two weeks ago I was in Galveston too.
Oh, were you? Okay, good.
And believe it or not, I'm at the tower. That's how close I am. But it... There's like a warp zone here where it just fades in and fades out.
Hey, I understand. I visit my in-laws up country here, and like the house on either side of them is five bars, and theirs is one. And it's just
weird?
One of those little gaps. Yeah, it is. Technology, though, it's amazing any of it works, right? It's what I think.
Anyway, technology. I love the life we're living in. The times we're living in, it's amazing.
I mean, Steve, it's you're right. It's the only reason I can do what I do here. And I tell you, I remember when I first started this journey back in 2006, I was always worried about which thumb drive I saved that file to or whatever, right? I mean, I don't even think about it now. The cloud is amazing. The computers I've got in Houston or San Antonio are looking at the same folders out on Dropbox or Google Drive as they are here. And it's so efficient. And I am all into convenience and efficiency at my advanced age now of 61. And I know you get a lot out of technology as well.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, well, listen,
life, sure.
what's coming up at Total Wealth? I know I had several calls this past week about the Thursday. Let's see, it would have been was it Thursday a week ago that you had case study? I think
we had a thing called, it's called Member Spotlight Night, and the members do case studies of their deals, and it was our biggest event ever, and it was just really exciting. One of our syndicators is moving into hotel. The internal rate of return on those is about 10% higher than apartments. And I think it should be, because in my mind, a hotel is more risky. So I want a higher rate of return projected.
Yours truly can confirm that. As you know, I operate two properties more or less as boutique hotels. I'm not going to say I do it on the level of what's purportedly going to happen up there. But I'm just telling you, my retirement money is going into 12-month lease rental apartments. You can take that for what it's worth. I just can't tell you the additional risk. You're right. You're dead on. But I'll also tell you, when it works, like it has in our case now for the last 21 weeks, we have been booked solid for the weekends. I've got corporate traffic that's there, people like Boeing and USAA and HEB and the military on probably half those units. The other half, which would be about 17 or 18 units, we have been fully booked, and it blows me away to think that people pay us the smallest. These are 299 square feet units that I'm talking about here, square foot. $157 a night, plus a make-ready fee of $77, plus hot tax or hotel tax of 16.75%. On a two-night stay, it's a couple hundred bucks a night out of pocket. Wow. You could stay at the Hilton for that, and yet there's an allure to, I guess, the King William Historic District, kind of like River Oaks downtown or Montrose. Yeah. And it's just, it's crazy. And I look at a deal like Bruce is currently working on. That's a hot area. You know, go Google Nashville and then Google that parkway. I forget the exact name of it. That is a, you know, it's regentrified in a sense. It's tourist-oriented in a sense. I mean, he's got a lot of metrics, some of which I understand because I'm two blocks off the Riverwalk, so I get it.
Right,
I know.
Right.
You might be surprised, Steve, to learn that 36 million people a year come to the city of San Antonio, basically tourism and convention traffic. Number three in the country.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It is a spectacular little city. It's got a charm that you can't compare.
Well, it's in large measure, it's drive-in traffic. That's where I was headed, and I'm leading. The reason I'm kind of setting this up is later this year, we are going to get the Be a Planner Investor Math School up and running, and we're going to include lodging at our properties in the tuition of those courses.
Nice.
And it's going to be something where, yeah, we'll still stream it, but, you know, we feel like there's a lot of people, especially the age group that I'm working with, that their time's a little bit more theirs than if they're, you know, still working for the W-2. And I think we'll get people that'll like a little staycation, and, you know, we'll have folks, I'm assuming, like you, on the docket as well, some attorneys, some insurance guys. Hopefully I can be like Tony Robbins coming in on the big screen, right? Like I've done in your place, where I don't have to be there, but I will be there because I enjoy it mightily. And I'm telling you, and you know this, Steve, being remote with GoToMeeting is not like being there in so many ways. And, boy, I yearn for the day that I can get back there, have a meal at Papacito's on the way to the math school, and get involved back in
America. I work
American.
With students that do online classes and students that do live classes. The retention at the live classes is way higher. It takes me more work. The people that, you know, watch online and the people that watch it live, I do less work to people that watch it live. That's why, you know, next Thursday we've got a free workshop where people who want to find out about our look at some deals that we're doing. I prefer people to see it live. Now, you can do it either way, but I promise you, you're going to get more out of it by seeing it live. If anybody wants to come to that, they can just go get to the wealth and there'll be a button there for the free sample class. But it's free, and we'll show you how to become a sophisticated investor if you're not already an accredited investor and be able to invest in passive investments. But I'm going to have to head out. I know this. I can't believe I'm saying this live on the air, but I have a chicken in the oven. And I was only expecting to be on here about 30 minutes. We've gone about a little longer.
Hey, that's okay. It's interesting sometimes how we get going. And, you know, I don't ever have to think about content when I know you're coming on. So anyway, listen, enjoy your rest of your day there.
And I'll let you go. You took one of my members on the phone for 2.5 hours. That was the most scared to death woman. She's now a power investor because of what you did.
Well, you know,
I'll tell you her name sometime when we're not on the air.
Yeah, that's fine. It could be one of about a dozen, by the way.
And
by the way, I only got, I think, four calls that last week that said Steve Davis said to call you. And I say, okay, let me try to tell you what he really said. He said, give Nathan a call. He's very expensive until you need him. And you know, when you're doing brain surgery, you don't go to a GP, and when you've got a head cold, you don't go to a brain surgeon. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to take care of your cold. That's your return, by the way. I'll let a reporter do that. I want to take care of the brain surgery. And when you look, I'm going to leave you with one thing, Steve, because it's critical you of all people understand this. When we talk about doing Roth conversions, you know, if you've got a dollar in the bank at, I don't know, pick your bank, Bank of America, and this is not a trick question, what is the dollar worth, Steve? What can you do with a dollar that's in a money market account, right? You can go buy a dollar's worth of goods and services.
Losing money is what it's doing.
Well, that too, but you're being a little bit too practical. Yeah, the point is, a dollar's worth a dollar. Now, let's assume that you join Total Wealth, you get excited about private syndications. You take that money out, you roll it over to a self-directed 401 trust, you've got it invested in a private company. Now what's your dollar worth? Can you easily trade that dollar? Can you control that dollar? Is there a risk because you're relying on one guy that's running that company? Is there a risk that you won't be able to refinance? Look at what the government has handed us. And this is going to make your head spin, Steve. And I've never discussed this concept with Steve, by the way. It's been coming. I just hadn't gotten there. Look at any PPM that you've got coming through the platform right now and go to the risk section. And I don't care whether it's Gene Trowbridge that drafted it or Ms. Sadotti or whoever. There's several that are big in that market. By the SEC crowdfunding rules, Rule 5 dictates what an attorney has to put in those PPMs or private placement memorandums. And you will see about 30 risks identified that you need to understand if you're going to invest your money in these deals. And by the way, it's the same 30 risks. Well, not quite. It's a lot of those 30 if you're putting your money in Exxon stock or whatever. Bitcoin, it's probably even more than 30. But the bottom line is it's not like a private placement. And Steve says this often, the real risk is leaving your money where it is what I would suggest. And I think Steve would echo that comment. And what I'm going to tell you is, so think about the Roth conversion. What happens when we convert the Roth? We pay a conversion tax based on the fair market value. Now, I'm going to just sum it up real quick and tell you that if you go look at the risk that one branch of the government has given us, i.e. the SEC, they've spelled them out for you, and then you look at the rules that another branch of the government gives us on converting Roth, you're reporting your Roth conversion at a substantially lower value of fair market value. Why? Because you invested in a private company. And if you don't think a private company is less risky than Exxon, you need to go back to Business 101. Significantly different. Think about the opportunity for those folks that agree with me. Hey, the tax rates are on sale right now. Plus, we've got a valuation discount that's probably in the 50 to 60% range if you add all those risks up, lack of marketability, lack of majority control, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That is a huge opportunity for you to get your funds positioned to not only be in a great investment, but to get them totally controlled with regard to the future income that's going to come in off those dollars. It's crazy. And that's something that we ought to do a class in at some point, just so people are fully aware. And by the way, you don't have to ask permission of your lead partner or anybody else. That all happens behind the scenes, so to speak. Anyway, listen, don't let the chicken burn. I'll let you run.
All right,
and it was great having you. Let's do it again in a couple weeks. Well, as you heard, we're going to break. We look forward to coming back. Give us a call at 281-558-5738 if you've got some questions.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV. Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world, and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Boy, is that a true statement. Welcome back to the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, and that's absolutely how we feel. We don't feel like $60,000 a year after tax represents living, and that's what was represented on the podcast I heard earlier today. And I don't begrudge, by the way, the group that makes those comments. Look, they're marketing. They're in sales. I understand that. I just don't understand why they don't realize they could sell even more if they were truthful about the options for deploying your retirement money. And the problem is, I don't think they understand. And I guess it would make me consider, if I were thinking about joining a group of that nature, well, what else do they not understand? If there's something this basic that keeps 30 to 50% of my family's net worth working in these magical investments that they're going to train me how to undertake, which they are magical. I'll be the first to tell you, there is nothing like real estate, whether it's single family or multifamily, to increase your wealth. They've absolutely got that right. And by the way, I joined that organization, a former mentor of mine. And by the way, I've explained the 401 trust concept with that guy, and I've asked him to come on the show as well to let us debate the differences in their approach and ours, but so far, crickets is all I've heard. And I'm just telling you, if we really think there's not a better way, then fine. Don't connect with me. Don't understand which code section we're operating under versus the one that they are. And don't understand your choices are to do exactly what they're proposing, except for writing a check to the IRS. It makes no sense. If they're selling financial freedom, I'll take twice as much financial freedom by keeping my money and my family's net worth and investing accordingly. It's not hard. It's a little complicated when you don't do it every day, but we eat it for breakfast on this end. Happy to work with you. And by the way, our fees over the next 30 years will come, it's a minority of the portion of the funds and the wealth created on those funds that you'd have written a check to the IRS for. You're not the one paying me. Think about that. It's a very powerful concept, and it's something that can grow your wealth to the level that's twice what it will otherwise. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about getting by ain't living, okay? You don't need to change anything except the code section, and you're going to do more than just getting by. But again, if you listen to the podcast from July 2nd, you'll start to understand if people are going to retire in 2 to 5 years, which I don't believe. I know there's some that can, particularly if you're a lead partner in a transaction that's syndicating. You get overrides. You also get some fees. And the fees, by the way, on those transactions are very rational compared to a lot of the deals that are out there. I got to give that platform credit. They've got their hands on the wheel in terms of determining what will be allowed on their platform. And I like the fact that, someone are looking out for, as I see it, the passive partner's interest. So you got to understand, I'm not being critical to be critical. I'm actually being critical to help those guys do even better. There's room for everybody. The pie gets bigger for everybody in this space if you educate, and that's what I intend to do. And you can call it help instead of hype. You can call it knowing which code section to execute under. There's a number of things we can describe it as, but bottom line is we want to see everybody in this space benefit financially by getting into the right transactions and, moreover, understanding what they're signing up for. And that's what we do. We are independent. I am not selling you any kind of syndication investment. I'm not selling you a membership. I do hope to sell you some education. And I will sell you a coaching service that rides shotgun with you as you look at these deals and you come to understand the differences between the style and the structure of what's being offered, so that you come to understand, for instance, how a waterfall works on distributions, or you come to understand the impact of a certain type of cash flow being defined in the partnership agreement as being a return of your capital instead of on your capital. And the syndications vary accordingly, and the difference in your net throughput will vary accordingly as well, and we'll help you understand all that. At some point, you probably won't need us, or you won't need us as much, because you'll be educated, you'll be very savvy to where you can look at these transactions and understand exactly what you're looking at. Our conversations will change over time because I don't have to start back at square one each time you call me and ask me some questions about a transaction you're contemplating. And by the way, when somebody tells you that retirement is not an age and it's not a dollar amount, I'm going to suggest you ask the question maybe come again, because let me tell you, the dollar amount is what creates the cash flow that you supposedly are going to retire yourself at. And if you don't think it's about dollars, well, then let's go back to the $10,000 example that was used. But very quickly, if it had been a whiteboard, it had been erased very quickly, because you can't get there from here. And I'm not saying you can't get started. You certainly can. But at the cost of admission to these programs, you're not going to have anything left to go buy that first rental home with. So you're really going to have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, so to speak, and try to get as much information as you can on your own, with the hope that you're going to make some money that will allow you to get into the multifamily syndication game. And that's entirely possible. I've watched people make a lot of money doing flips or wholesaling. You want to join the right organization to be able to get that training. Steve Davis, the gentleman we had on earlier, the Total Wealth Academy program that he founded, actually has courses and classes on flips and wholesaling. That might be something to check out. That said, if you've only got $10,000, it's not going to go very far when you pay, the price of admission to those programs. So you've got to take advantage of some of the free resources that come with the lower priced, the basic memberships that are available with most of these investor mentor groups, and just try to get as much information as you can to get that first acquisition under your belt, and maybe make a little money if you do a flip, to where now you can keep moving upward. I'm going to tell you that I've seen people with not much money make a lot of money off real estate, but they didn't make many mistakes along the way. And I will say the beauty and the incentive of the mentor platforms is to avoid making the same mistakes that others that have gone before you have, And that's a real strong argument for joining the platforms. And I as I mentioned earlier, you don't have to these days, but I'm going to suggest you will more than earn that feedback by knowing when to turn left and when to turn right. Let's see. I had another comment to make. You know, we talked about the Roth IRA and the Roth 401, and you know, I really get a kick out of the mentors that scoff at retirement money, and I'm going to suggest to you that their techniques and their strategies are akin to someone that's buying real estate and doing that all wrong. They're doing it wrong with regard to how they educate you on retirement money. And many of you may have seen the news over the last couple weeks, or that some articles that have been in the news about one Peter Thiel, who was one of the early, if not one of the startup group with PayPal. And I happened to know about this case before it hit the news, long before it hit the news, because one of the admins that I used to work with, or custodians, had mentioned this story to me, where he basically put about $10,000 into a Roth IRA, I don't know, 20 plus years ago. And the article this past couple weeks pointed out that he has more money in a Roth IRA than anyone, you know, known to the IRS. And this was in that story where somebody at the IRS leaked some financial information about some of our wealthier people. I think Bezos was one of them, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, and there were a couple others. Well, Peter Thiel has that $10,000 original Roth investment. Well, not that one alone. He's probably had some other startups that found their way into the Roth. Is now worth $5 billion. That's $5 billion. Okay, now that's a conventional IRA. And so if that's wrong, I'd like to be wrong, just a little piece of that, okay? If I'm being preached to by somebody that doesn't understand the rules, you know, with respect to the real estate options I have. And I'm going to tell you, the Roth IRA won't get you there, because the Roth IRA, it may come as a shock to you, pays tax on leveraged real estate investments. It's called the UDFI, or unrelated debt financed income tax, that every IRA pays if it uses leveraged real estate as their investments. The Roth 401 does not pay the UDFI tax. It's exempt. And so, you know, you could grow your wealth, or you can grow your wealth. I've got clients doing this, where they've the funds that they're putting into their 401, because remember, the self-directed 401, as I've said many times, is the IRA, or not the IRA, it's the 401k that pays you. And I know you've heard there's no such thing as a 401 that pays you. I hear it on the podcast all the time. Well, that's baloney. This 401 is one that you're the trustee of. You control the checkbook. There is no custodian that you've got to ask permission of. You can write yourself the check if and when you're ready. And that's the strategy we promote. If you qualify, there are some qualifications that we'll be happy to visit with you about. But if you qualify, it is absolutely the single best way to invest in real estate, period. I don't care if you rolled the money from a pre-tax 401 or if you found it in your backyard, your challenge is to qualify to make a contribution each and every year into a plan that you control. And you'll find that the taxes you'll pay over time will be no more, and in most cases less, than you would pay if you had ripped the Band-Aid off and invested your remaining, I don't know, 55 to 60% of your money that didn't go to the IRS, if you went and invested that in real estate. Because you've got significant taxes. Yes, they may be deferred initially, but the chickens all come home to roost in the end, in most cases. And so we would submit the 401 gets you there much more efficiently tax-wise. Okay, I hear the music. We're coming up to the end. I greatly enjoyed the show today. I thank Steve Davis once again for calling in, and we look forward to next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.